Good morning. Welcome to Waterfall Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Let's continue Smart Irrigation Month with more tips to help you keep your irrigation system smart all year long. From time to time, there's a request for someone to fix something broken on a landscape irrigation system or maybe install a new system. You need to know that anyone who sells, designs, installs, maintains, repairs, or services an irrigation system or inspects an irrigation system for a municipality or water district needs to have the proper licensing by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ. It's also a Class C misdemeanor to install irrigation systems without a license. It's important to remember that irrigation systems are connected to the public drinking water system, so the TCEQ wants to be very certain that anyone who's installing irrigation systems as their business has gone through the proper training and understands the public health and natural resource implications of that. So homeowners can install their own irrigation system on their own property, but other than that, it needs to be done by a TCEQ licensed irrigator, a Texas licensed plumber, or a licensed engineer, registered architect, or registered landscape architect. Irrigation systems in College Station also require a permit and a plan drawn to scale showing the different components of the system, such as sprinklers, irrigation controller, and backflow preventer. The system also needs to have a rain or moisture shutoff device. Finally, sprinklers also can't water impervious surfaces. That's right, no watering of concrete allowed. An irrigation system can be a convenient way to provide supplemental water to your landscape. Just make sure it's done right. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek. For more information, click over to cstx.gov or smartirrigationmonth.org.